A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes who were Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors, and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." What I especially like about today's gospel reading is that it shows just how much Jesus' way of evangelizing might be different from our own today. We have two examples. In the first, Jesus, calling a disciple, has called a tax collector, Levi, son of Alphaeus. And we know that the tax collectors were shunned in society, in Jerusalem, in Judea. We also know that of the 12 men that Jesus called to be his apostles, at least 4 of them were fishermen. No scribes, no Pharisees, no Sadducees, no experts on the law of Moses. In our way of life today, we've grown accustomed to calling on experts for the more advanced responsibilities. It's probably a wise decision. But what about when it comes to being disciples of Jesus Christ? Do we in the church still put any trust in anyone who is not a certified expert? Do we still have room in our church for people who are shunned, like tax collectors, or people who are unqualified, like lowly fishermen? Where today in our church are our shunned tax collectors? Where are the fishermen? There is a second example. Jesus explains that a doctor's mission takes him to those who are sick, not to those who have a clean bill of health. And that is a sound, logical argument. And yet, we tend to act as if we did not agree with that argument. How many times have we tried to cure ourselves before going to see our doctor, Jesus Christ? How many times have we heard that unless we were in good spiritual health, we were unfit to approach Holy Communion? We try so hard to be such good Christians, such faithful followers of Christ, as if only good Christians could pray to him in church or at home and intercede for all the wicked people we know. And don't we know a lot of wicked people to pray for? So many people who don't go to church on Sunday, for example. In doing so, we act like people who make a weekly appointment to see a doctor, only to talk about other people's illnesses. How much time do we spend telling our doctor, Jesus Christ, what good Christians we are, how healthy we are, how obedient we are to his laws, and making excuses to abandon those who need Christ's love the most? The truth is, we all need to be cured of one sin or another. We need to admit it to ourselves and not feel one iota of shame. We need to see the beam that's stuck in our eye. Then, when we look at the splinter in our neighbor's eye, we might not be so quick to turn away in disgust. We might even ask our neighbor to help us get rid of whatever it is that is making us blind and intolerant of other people's illnesses. And we might remember that we are all unqualified laborers when it comes to being true disciples of Jesus Christ. We are not experts. We are all the shunned tax collectors. We are all the poor, smelly, uneducated fishermen, unworthy to appear before kings and emperors. And yet, Christ gives each and every one of us a role to play in bringing the gospel to the world.